Galatians chapter 5, verse 5, August 28, 1900. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. Notice it is not that we wait for righteousness by faith. This is the free gift of God, always open to every soul in the world, and does not have to be waited for a moment. Rather, it waits in the long-suffering of God for men to awake to receive it. The word is, we wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. That is, righteousness by faith is the foundation of a hope, not yet realized, but which is certain to be realized. What then is this hope? It is the inheritance promised to Abraham, the eternal inheritance which none can receive except they have eternal life, and none can have eternal life, the life of God, who have not eternal righteousness, the righteousness of God. This hope was referred to by Paul in his answer before King Agrippa. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promises our 12 tribes, instantly serving God by day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Acts chapter 26, verses 6 and 7. The promise made of God unto the fathers was the promise to Abraham, which embraces the world, even the world to come. As it is written, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Paul said that it was for this hope's sake that he was accused of the Jews when he made his answer before King Agrippa. But before Paul was brought before Agrippa, he had also stood before Festus the governor. And before that he had made answer before Felix the governor. And in his word before Felix he said, I have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Acts chapter 24, verse 15. But even before this, Paul had been obliged to stand before the Sanhedrin and answer, and there he cried out in the council, Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am called in question. Acts chapter 23, verse 6. Of the hope of the dead and the resurrection of the dead, that is, even the dead have hope, if they be of the righteousness of faith. For it is written, The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 32. Therefore again, it is written, If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. Not only in his life, but in his death, he who is in Christ has hope, and being dead, his flesh rests in hope, as did that of him in whom all the hope and promises of God are yea and amen. The resurrection of the dead is an essential part of the hope which rests on righteousness by faith. This hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers. Indeed, the resurrection is the essential means of receiving the hope. For though God promised to Abraham the land in which he sojourned, yet he gave him none inheritance in it. No, not so much as to set his foot on, though he promised that he would give it to him for a possession, and to his seed after him, when as yet he had no child. Acts chapter 7, verse 5. And even at that time, the Lord taught Abraham that it was through the resurrection of the dead that he was to receive the inheritance. For in his call to the offering of Isaac, in whom was called the promised seed, he was brought to the point wherein he accounted that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19. It was through the seed only that Abraham was to receive the promised inheritance, and thus in his receiving that seed from the dead, in a figure, upon his accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, he was taught the resurrection of the dead. There is another bright element that enters into this hope, which is begotten by righteousness by faith. Without the coming of the Lord, there can be no resurrection of the dead. For he said to his disciples, "Whither I go, ye cannot come. But let not your heart be troubled. I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. And so all the fathers, having obtained a good report through faith, died in faith, not having received the promises, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39, verse 13, and verse 40. Therefore, this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 to 17. Thus the second coming of the Lord is the crowning essential in the hope of righteousness which is by faith. We cannot have the inheritance without the righteousness of God. We cannot receive the inheritance without the resurrection of the dead. And having the righteousness of God and the hope of the resurrection of the dead, there cannot be the resurrection of the dead without the coming of the Lord in power and great glory. Therefore, they who have the righteousness of God, which is by faith, are ever looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. And so, it is the present truth forever that we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.